This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Welcome to all of you who are joining us today. It is with great pleasure that I am presenting this broadcast today because we're going to be talking about an amazing ministry that allows you, the listener, to help out from wherever you live. It is in so many of the states, which we're going to discuss right now. And for those who are struggling, whether it's with a special needs child or a financial crisis that comes upon the family that still wants to homeschool, this foundation, the Homeschool Foundation, and you can find it at homeschoolfoundation.org, is what we're going to be discussing today with a very special guest from the foundation, and that is Ricky Black. Welcome, Ricky.
Hi, Felice. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ricky, you and I have met, and I was just delighted when I learned about what the Homeschool Foundation does. And as busy as I am, and you know I am, Ricky, sometimes I always get back to you with emails as quickly as I would like. And yet, as busy as I am, I felt so moved by what the foundation is doing that I wanted to volunteer my time as an ambassador, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. So first of all, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you live first. Let's do that.
Okay. I'm Ricky Black. I live in a little town called Hamilton, Virginia, just a couple of miles from where Dee and I work. My husband is a staff attorney with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association for over 20 years. And when Dee and I finished our homeschooling 4 years ago, I decided to take on this part-time position as the ambassador program coordinator for the Homeschool Foundation. It gives me a way to minister to homeschooling families in a little bit of a different way than I've ever done before. I've really been happy working here.
Oh, and you've done a wonderful job, I know, because it is really tireless. It's difficult to get, you know, busy homeschool moms to volunteer, and you've done a phenomenal job with that, Ricky. So tell us a little bit about the foundation and how it got started.
Sure. The Homeschool Foundation was established in 1994 as a nonprofit ministry. You know, it was really amazing how the Lord lifted this off the ground. He inspired one particular donor to send HSLDA a huge check and designated it to help widows. And the Homeschool Foundation was born of that. And now we offer financial assistance and curriculum relief to struggling homeschooling families who have suffered some sort of loss of a spouse, a job, maybe a home due to fire, those floods or wildfires that we've been reading about. And the Homeschool Foundation exists specifically to support struggling families who are committed to continue homeschooling their children through hard times.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I know when there were tornadoes recently, I saw on the website that there was, you know, a link that said, if you know of any tornado victims that are homeschoolers that need help, let us know. And
that is
so, so wonderful. So there are so many things that we can do to help out. And I know, you know, for me, time is a minimum here, you know, busy with all these things that I do. But, you know, I found that one of the ways that I could give back to the foundation is through this network, being able to have buttons on our website as well as this interview. And so if you are listening, I mean, would they have to be an ambassador, Ricky, to put a button on their website?
Oh, no, not at all. And Felice, I want to say a special thank you to you for being willing to donate space on your website and your time to conduct this interview, because HSF is a nonprofit and we exist solely to receive funds from generous donors and then turn that money around to help needy homeschool families. And you become part of that every time you donate a place on your website for us or interview time. And so to answer your question, anybody could contact me and we would make a web button and a link available to them if they would like to host a little web ad like that on behalf of the Homeschool Foundation. It's a way to, you know, to give and to help us be a bridge to meet needs.
Right, because I know a lot of people have never even heard of it. And,
right.
You know, that's something that we want to fix, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And one way that we're fixing that is with our ambassador network. We have ambassadors from coast to coast. The last time we talked, Felice, was April of 2012. I looked it up, and we only had 20 ambassadors at the time.
Wow.
We have 32 now. I've been with the Homeschool Foundation in this capacity for 4 years, and I had really, really high goals and expectations. I thought we'd have the whole country covered in 1 year. Well, you're right. Homeschool moms and dads are busy. And the Homeschool Foundation Ambassador Program is a volunteer network of people who want to give just a few hours a month to helping us spread the word that we're here. The Homeschool Foundation is here, ready to help a family needing financial assistance.
So what are some ways that ambassadors can help, you know, other than hosting a live broadcast like this, which, by the way, will stream through iTunes, so hopefully that will help get the word out as well. But how could, you know, people help giving of their time? Give us some examples of that.
Well, ambassadors really have a simple job, and we support them all the way. There are four things that an ambassador does. They would represent the Homeschool Foundation at events, large and small, homeschool meetings, state organization conferences, and workplace giving events that happen in the fall with a combined federal campaign. That is a workplace giving event that federal employees are able to designate their giving by payroll deduction. And
oh, wow.
That's an important source of contribution to the Homeschool Foundation. So that's one thing, just representing the Homeschool Foundation at whatever events, your support groups, all the way up to conventions. Just telling people that we're here, that we're able to help, and how to contact us. The second thing an ambassador might do is find and identify and interview a needy family and then raise funds that will be contributed into that ambassador's state ambassador fund, which monies are then earmarked to help families only in that ambassador's state. So you're in Florida, an ambassador, if you should do a fundraiser and have those monies contributed to your state ambassador fund, it would be earmarked for use in Florida. And as the ambassador raising those funds, you could also identify a family that needs help. And then this is kind of an amazing thing. This is the third year running that the Homeschool Foundation has agreed to match the funds raised by an ambassador per state up to $2,000, which would mean $4,000 that an ambassador could turn around and help one or more needy families with our approval and support. So that's the second thing. Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible way of doubling your money, isn't it? Those two things, representing HSF, raising funds around a needy homeschool family, perhaps doing simple service projects for a family in your neighborhood. Maybe, you know, you mentioned the wildfires. There were a group of ambassadors in Florida who got together and cleaned up a yard that had a lot of dead brush in it because that homeschooling family was both a military and disabled family. And they just needed, you know, a couple of days of help out in the yard. And then the final thing that ambassadors do is encourage others to join their ambassador team. And it's all done locally, Felice. You don't travel.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that helps. And I know that you do have a presence at some of the homeschool conventions. Is that correct?
That is correct. Let's say we have ambassadors in Ohio, which we do. Those ambassadors represent HSF so that I don't have to spend the money, HSF's money, to fly out there. They're mm-hmm. local and they're available. And so in over 30 states where there are homeschool conventions, our ambassadors will travel to represent HSF. And those wonderful state conventions often donate HSF a table or a booth because we are a nonprofit, and that helps a lot too.
Oh, that's wonderful. So if you are thinking about becoming an ambassador, someone listening says, wow, this is such a great organization, I could give a few hours a month, or, you know, help man a table at a state convention, something like that, what would they need to do?
They would visit our website, and it's exactly the address that you gave, homeschoolfoundation.org/volunteer. That would take an individual to the ambassador page. There's a complete description of what ambassadors do, and at the bottom of that page is an online interview, just giving me a little bit more information. The answer to that interview ends up in my email inbox, and then I send that individual an application to be completed and returned. We have something exciting going on, Felice. As of April 1st, we have a new ambassador category for youth ambassadors. Did you know about that?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we were hearing from adult ambassadors who said, I would really like to take my team along with me to the CFC event, the workplace giving event, or the conference, or to do mm-hmm. the service project. And I'd really like my team to feel a part of what I'm doing for HSF. So we decided to implement a new position called Youth Ambassador for teens 15 to 18. They receive a t-shirt and a lapel pin, and they go with an enrolled adult ambassador or guardian to serve HSF, just like an ambassador. And in many cases, the young ambassador can get something put on their resume, a certificate from us, so that it's a nice add-on line item on their resume as they move into the adult world. Isn't that a great idea?
Right. That's a great idea. And I'm thinking community service hours. Because
uh-huh.
we always look for those, you know, and that's something that a parent could give their children if they are, doing that and serving in that capacity, and that's just great. Now, I think that's a wonderful idea, and I love how the organization has grown to meet the needs not only of those that they serve, but also those that want to contribute, you know, with time and talent or money as well. So it's a very wonderful organization. And, you know, I want to take a minute and read in the question and answer box here on the site. I've got one of the recipients, and it's a mom from Missouri, and she said, the foundation helped with getting therapy items that we needed for our son and some specialized homeschool materials for 3 years now. They are awesome to work with, and we appreciate their help so much.
Oh, that's a blessing to hear that.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. And you've got so many stories. I looked at the website and I thought, you know, I'd love to pick out just a few of them. And kind of the ones that really touched me were those of one mom who needed an iPad for her child who with special needs. And the money came, she said, right before Thanksgiving, and she'd forgotten it was Black Friday. So she went out shopping the next day, and with that check was able to get a case, the iPod, and or the iPad, and some other sort of table to hold up the iPad for her child. And I thought, you know, how the Lord, you know, grew that money to get what she needed. And, you know, it was really a blessing from the Lord as well as from.
Can I tell you a real quick story?
Sure, I would love to hear it.
I was at the that huge homeschool convention in Pennsylvania over Mother's Day weekend, working the HSF table. I can drive to that. That's just 2.5 hours away. And our Pennsylvania ambassadors helped me out with the table half a day each. That was a blessing. But while I was there, a dad with his special needs son came to the table, and he said, "Son, show her." And the youngster held up an iPad, and he said, "Homeschool Foundation bought this for me so I can do my schoolwork." That was just, you know, really, I don't know, putting a body and a face with a story and a name, and it was a blessing to me. Yeah.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. It really does. Because I just love, I mean, you've such a great job, Ricky. You know, sometimes some of us ambassadors that don't get our paperwork back, you know, and you've got to, you know, urge us via email. you know, it takes some of us a little bit longer. But, you know, you really have such a wonderful job in turning, you know, people's needs to blessings. And with the foundation, you know, obviously there are some financial needs that must be met. So what is a way that you solicit donations? Is it just via the website? So if someone wanted to donate, I know you mentioned some of the deductions from businesses and so forth, but if someone just wanted to donate money, like $10 or $20, something like that, like a one-time gift, can they go to your website?
They can go to the HSF website. There's a button that says donate. And they'll see a drop-down of one of our various funds, Single Parent Fund, Military Family Fund, Kids Curriculum Relief Fund, Widows, Widowers, Compassion Emergency Fund. And somewhere in that drop-down is also an ambassador link. And whatever state you might live in, if you donate to the Ambassador Fund, it will be kept and reserved for helping homeschoolers in your state, as I've already said. So it's just that easy. You could also send a check into the Homeschool Foundation and designate which fund you would like that given to, and we'll make sure it gets in the right fund. And I guess those are the two easiest ways to give. I should mention that if you shop Amazon, there's something called Amazon Smile. Just look for it on the Amazon page, and if you set that up, then a portion of your purchase will be automatically designated to the Homeschool Foundation Compassion Fund. And then there's also Clicks for Homeschooling, and there must be between 200 and 300 vendors there, like Amazon, who will also send the Homeschool Foundation a percentage of the purchase price that you've shopped for. So those are two other less known ways to be able to benefit the foundation.
I've never heard of that. That's wonderful. I'm going to have to look into that because I shop there a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Please do.
Yeah.
And we have one item, the Homeschool Mom's Cookbook, which Mike Smith's wife, he's the president of HSLDA, Elizabeth Smith, and a group of local homeschool moms provided and tested recipes for the Homeschool Cookbook, and we have a limited number of those available. So those will not be put into reprint, and I would really suggest that anyone who wants a copy of a good old-fashioned cookbook with practical tips in the margins, order that from the HSLDA store right away.
Oh, that's great. And I do have that cookbook. So
yeah, me too.
I highly recommend it. Yeah, it's great. It is great. So another wonderful, thing for the the foundation. And it is, you know, just warms my heart that there is this arm specifically for homeschoolers. I know at times I have seen a needy family that is listed on, let's say, Facebook, and someone says, you know, this family is in need, and, you know, could you please donate money? And as much as I would like to, Ricky, I'm hesitant because there are so many scams out there.
Yeah.
And so I just think that going through the foundation, people can rest assured that this money is going to be used for the people that really need it. So if someone is in need and, you know, they contact you, what's the next step? Because I know it's hard to ask for help, you know. And so what is the easiest way to do that?
The easiest way for an individual homeschooling family to get help is to email info@homeschoolfoundation.org. That email will end up in the inbox of one of our very sweet, patient, and compassionate grant administrators, and she will personally respond and try to find the fund that best suits the family in need. The second easiest way to get help is to visit that website, homeschoolfoundation.org, and go to the Get Help button in the toolbar, and a drop down of the various funds that we have will appear, and you'll also just answer a few questions, and then the same grant administrator would receive an email and the individual would get a call back. Those are the easiest ways to get help directly from the Homeschool Foundation from one of their various funds. I might add that families who receive help through the ambassador program have to be identified and interviewed by an ambassador local to them, because we are able to interview an individual. The amount of time to turn around assistance will be quicker than the amount of time that it takes to go through HSF formally, and that is because we have oversight entities who want to make sure that we are giving out money for exactly the needs that are being requested for it. And so our grant administrators handle each case individually and will require the family within 45 days of receiving an assistance check to send us back receipts for what they purchased with the money. And they will have asked, they will have designated what they need, curriculum or special needs therapies, you know, or whatever it is. And so people who give to the foundation can absolutely be assured that their money is going to further the cause of homeschooling one family at a time.
And that is so good, because in this day and age, you know, we want to make sure that when we donate money, which is tight for a lot of people, that, you know, it's going to the right place, and that there is a bit of a vetting process so that the, you know, person really in need is going to be receiving that money, and it really helps. So you'll have to look at the website for more information, and also about receiving curriculum. And the way that works is, are they given money toward curriculum? Is that how it works, or do you work
exactly
with specific publishers? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they are. A family is free to select the curriculum provider from the curriculum provider that they would like. Absolutely independent about doing so. They just submit receipts after the fact.
Okay. All right. So that's good to know. Well, Ricky, is there anything else that you wanted to share about the foundation so our listeners can get more involved? You know, I know you gave them we gave them the website and some other things, and, you know, I would probably urge them all to keep the Homeschool Foundation in your prayers.
Yeah.
And Ricky, you know, in particular, so that she can gather more ambassadors, you know, in the different states, so she can blanket the states as she had planned, right, 4 years
right.
ago.
Right. Well, our tagline for the ambassador program is many hands making a difference in your homeschool community. And that is the way ambassadors function. They function at the local level. I might direct your listeners to the most recent issue of the HSLDA court report on pages 12 and 13. Is a special couple of pages dedicated to the Homeschool Foundation and the Ambassador Program in particular, and it gives little snapshot stories of 13 service projects that 13 different ambassadors did in 2013. I thought that was kind of cool. And of course, if you all are out there homeschooling and you're not a member of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, you really should. We still live in times when it pays to be prepared, and HSLDA is there to serve and to provide legal assistance in time of need, just like the Homeschool Foundation is here to provide financial service in time of need. And I just want to say thank you so much, Felice, for taking the time to interview me and to be such a gracious donor of your time and a wonderful community ambassador. And I promise I'm going to put you to work.
Oh.
Okay.
You are great. You really are, Ricky. You're wonderful to work with, and you're so patient with those of us that are a little scatterbrained sometimes. Before I let you go, we have a question that just came in, and it said, do the homeschoolers need to be an HSLDA member to get the help from the foundation as in the past?
In most cases, no. There are a couple of funds that require HSLDA membership, but and I am not a grant administrator. I just know there are a couple of cases where you need to be an HSLDA member, but you can just email our grant administrator info@homeschoolfoundation.org and ask the question. You know, which fund do you think that you would like to apply for, and go from there.
That's wonderful. And I know that HSLDA is very generous with their scholarships as well, if you can't afford
yes.
it, or if you need payments, you know, if
exactly.
you can't afford it. So they will work with you, because it makes sense that, you know, if they're someone is in dire need, they wouldn't be able to, you know, pay a dues or anything like that. But then the organization does want you to stay connected, and you know, it is a great blessing. They're doing some amazing things over there. I had the privilege of going to one of the national conventions, and you know, I walked away with just a sense of well-being, Ricky, to know that we have this legal arm out there that is protecting, and you know, what your husband is doing is heroic. Tell him Felice Gerwitz said that.
Yeah, I will.
You know, I know a lot of it's thankless and it's very long hours, but it really is. It gives us a sense of peace to know that there is this legal arm out there that is watching out for our rights and our benefits as homeschoolers. And so
you're exactly right. My favorite HSLDA print ad is that of a beautiful little blonde girl sleeping peacefully on her pillow with her teddy bear tucked under her arm, and the tagline on that ad says HSLDA 24-hour protection, and that's exactly what HSLDA is. It's you know, it behooves an individual to go ahead and join as a member, or if you can't afford that, to check into the HSF Fund Members Helping Members, that's that scholarship
mm-hmm.
fund that you just alluded
Wonderful.
To, and to take advantage of becoming an HSLDA member now before you need help, and then it's provided very, very quickly. You know, we need ambassadors everywhere still.
Mm-hmm.
We have an HSF ambassador program Facebook with a map that we keep updated with where we have ambassadors. But we need dozens of ambassadors in each state. And you know, the one state that we don't have an ambassador at all is Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And we just have a new ambassador in Alaska. So if we could get Hawaii covered, wouldn't that be a blessing? We'd be extra coastal.
I know that that there are homeschool conventions there because several of my friends traveled to one to speak there this year. So, that there is a homeschool presence there, obviously, for them spend the money to go. So so that would be great. So if you're from Hawaii, contact Ricky through the site.
Yes.
Yeah. And that would be.
To. I have been so touched by the compassion of ambassadors. They, some of them have received assistance from Homeschool Foundation and want to pay it forward. They've been helped, and now they want to turn around and help. And I'm also impressed by their ability to reach out and find those families who might never know that the Homeschool Foundation is right here ready to help, either because they're not plugged into homeschool circles or they don't do a lot of extra reading. I remember, Felice, when we had young children, we had our nose in the books even more than our children did because we were trying to figure out how to do a good job of educating those kids.
Right.
So we know that homeschool moms don't have a lot of free reading time. So our ambassadors are so important in the field there because they are paying attention to where the need is and looking for families to help. And I'm very, very grateful for our ambassadors.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's it. I started to say for you
okay.
and for Regina Hicks, who is the Florida State Ambassador. She'll be at the FPEA conference and at the HSF table. So if you happen to be attending that conference, please look her up, and she can give you a brochure about the HSF funds and also a brochure about the Ambassador Program that tells you how you and your older teens can become ambassadors.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Ricky, you truly are what I call a vintage homeschool mom, that you have homeschooled your kids, and now you are still continuing to give back to the homeschool community. And I so appreciate your work and want to thank you for that. So thanks so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, same here, Felice. You have a wonderful day, and thank you to the Ultimate Homeschool Network and to Felice.
Oh, God bless you. All right, okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.